Greetings this morning. This is September the 1st. October the 1st, 2012. And this is still the evening before, but as I was preparing for this message, this inspiration, I had a phone call. And as I was meditating, I had a phone call from a lady that called my wife a number of times already, and she continually was asking for prayer that she would be able to overcome certain sins in her life. And I guess this was the first time that I really got a chance to talk to her, and so I started asking her some questions. I said, these sins that you're asking for prayer for can be overcome by giving our heart and by surrendering. And, you know, yesterday I talked about the commitment and how that we need to fully surrender our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I was telling her how that she needs to fully surrender her life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then all these things shall be taken care of. And, Jesus Christ can give her victory over these sins. And so I thought, well, you know what? This would be a good lesson. This would be a good inspiration to put on the daily inspiration. And so that's what I'd like to do by God's grace today, and allow Him to speak to any one of you who might be going through similar situations. And so let us begin by prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, I just thank You for Your grace and Your mercy and Your goodness. You are a righteous, eternal God. And Lord, we just thank You that You have called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that You would help me. You would illuminate the Word of God to us this morning as we share together, as I bring this inspiration on the Fountain of Life, daily inspiration. Lord, I pray that it would be edifying, that it would be a blessing to someone. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that it would be a means of turning someone, the heart of someone, to the Lord Jesus Christ in full surrender and dedication, and that their hearts and lives could be changed for the rest of their lives. And so, Father, this morning, I commit this to You and pray that Your will would be accomplished in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Well, as I was saying, this lady called, and she was having struggles with lust and different kinds of sins that she mentioned, and I took her to Romans 8. I was wanted to take her to Romans 6, but anyway, Romans 8, and I think I'll just go there again and just take a look at what does Romans 8 have to say, and just briefly speak on Romans 8. Romans 6 is really what I was trying to find. But it says here in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Now, I'd like to go to Romans 6 now. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, she came to my wife, and she continually asked for prayer that she might overcome these particular sins. And I realized that this was the same lady, and I realized that she was continually asking for the same thing. And so if you are in that condition where you continually struggle with the same sin, then maybe you need to go to the root. And I'll get to that a little bit later. But let's read on here in Romans 6. It says in verse 2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Okay, there is a... God wants us to come to a place where we are dead. Dead to sin. And if we are alive in Christ and dead to sin, a dead person doesn't sin, does he? No. A dead person has no power to sin anymore. And it's the same way in the spirit. If we are alive unto Christ, and Jesus Christ is in us, and he has full control of our life, then we are free from these things, these sins. And we may be tempted sometimes, but he is there, and he gives us power to overcome. Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. In newness of life. No longer having all these struggles with the temptations and the things of the world. You know, those things are behind us. God, if we are alive in Christ, God has given us a new heart and a new life. And all things, behold, all things are passed away. And old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Okay? Do we understand that? He that is dead is freed from sin. All right. So I told this lady, I said, you find someone. And she was on the phone. She was pretty far away. Actually, she was from Wisconsin. And I took her to James, and I said, there in James 5:16, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Can you imagine Elias being a man just like we are, and he was able to move the heart of God. He was able to move nature, and it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. God heard, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. That is a portion of scripture that I really encourage you all to meditate on and look into it a lot deeper. I, you know, this is just an inspiration this morning, and I do want to get to the root of what I encouraged this lady with. And I said to her, the Bible says here in James, confess your faults one to another. I said, find a person that you can trust. Find a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit and that you can go to and you can dump your bucket. You know, all the sins and all those evil things that are in your heart, dump them out before man and before God. Because right here it says in James 5:16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Okay. And so I said, go. Jesus asks us to forsake everything. Forsake everything. He that does not forsake everything cannot be my disciple. Dan et alles aufgibt, dat kannet my ingasai. So he's asking us to forsake everything. And I said, go into your heart and open every one of those rooms and dump them out. Allow Jesus Christ to enter those rooms and completely clean out those rooms. I said, if you leave one of those rooms locked, it will give you trouble. I said, and she said, you mean I have to go into every room? Yes, that's what the Bible says. We need to give up everything for the Lord Jesus' sake. If we are holding on to something and we're not willing to give it up, it will cause us to stumble. We must give up everything. Now, I'm not going to say what that everything is. You need to go to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him, what is the everything in your life that you need to give up? What is it? What are those things? What are the rooms that you would like to leave locked in your heart? And you say, no, Lord, don't go in there. You know what? That's going to cause you trouble. You must, if you want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to be completely committed and surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to open up every room of your house and allow Him to come in and cleanse each room. And He will give you rest. And He will give you peace. Oh, how glorious that will be once you're willing to open up every room and allow not only the Lord Jesus Christ, but allow your brother, your sister, your friend to see inside those rooms and see that it's gone. It's gone. No more hiding. No more, no more hiding at all. You just open up your heart, open up every door, take your friend through each room and say, look, this is who I am. This is who I was. But I'm done with that. I don't want it anymore. And invite the Lord Jesus into every room of your heart. That's what it means. That's what it truly means when we invite Jesus into our heart. It's not just the simple words of inviting Jesus into our heart. No, it goes much deeper than that. It is a commitment that I will serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all of my heart. And I will surrender every room of my heart to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will not hide anything, but I will surrender. And yes, I know. I know because I've been there. Some of those rooms you really want to keep locked. But please, hear me this morning. Unlock those rooms and allow your friend and the Lord Jesus Christ into those rooms and just confess that this is where I've been. This is what I've done. This is what I've committed. And the Lord Jesus will forgive. It does not matter if you've been into all kinds of immorality. It does not matter if you've been into all kinds of sins, stealing, witchcraft, even murder. And the Bible says that if we hate our brother, we are a murderer. So, you know, we've committed it all, basically. But open those rooms. Open those rooms and allow the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess your faults one to another, as it says here in James 5:16, and pray one for another that you may be healed. And oh, brother, sister, find someone that you can pray with. And feel free to give us a call. My phone number is 717-656-9576. And we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to share if you would share your heart with us. We'd love to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to cleanse you. So, and there are many others that would be just glad to help you come to freedom in Christ. And so, I'm running out of time this morning, but I plan to be back again tomorrow morning with another lesson on inspiration on commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not sure where the Lord is going to lead through this week, but I do know that he has given me the message of commitment for this week. And so may God bless you and be with you, and may he give you grace and strength to do that which is necessary to be completely free and clear before the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.